Hello.
Hey, Justin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. I'm on the road, so I wasn't sure if you were getting my calls. It's always, if you can't get a hold of me and you're trying to get a hold of me, you can reach me on my personal. But this is always the preferred number to call me on.
Okay. Is this Zach?
Yeah, this is Zach.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we got everything in. What did I want to discuss with you? How long have you been doing in the real estate game? I just kind of wanted to get a little bit more information on you because
Sure.
I think we can probably work together a lot. You know, we do a lot of volume, and I think
You
that, you
know,
know, go ahead.
yeah, no, I've been doing it for the past 5 years pretty aggressively.
A year?
At least 5 years.
Oh, 5 years. Okay.
But yeah, it's been a pretty strong 5 years. So, I have a couple crews that do flipping houses for me for the contracting side of it. I own a management company, so I have a couple hundred, and I don't know, maybe 60 some rentals myself. So I'm pretty in this market. I try to be that guy that everybody calls on. So my company is different. I guess I'm in the same acquisition field as you, but I'm just not a wholesaler. Is why, I said, hey, maybe this makes sense for some of these properties, right? But it's finding the right credible person that knows what they're doing, right? But anyways, I think with the referral, you guys, it's the referral from John Hill, so I kind of rolled with it to say, hey, give you guys a shot and see what you can do with it.
Oh yeah, cool. I just out of curiosity, what made you not want to flip this one?
I have a build going on next to it. This one, it's kind of an interesting house. If you, it's not a practical layout. And we have, I don't know, right now we have seven projects going on. So three, one's hitting the market today. Two
Okay.
more should hit the market. And then, I have plenty of inventory that I can scoop up. So that one's just way the last one. If I had no inventory, I would be jumping at it, right?
Yeah. Okay.
But I'll say this, the numbers, you can easily still turn into a 4-bedroom, 2-bath.
Yeah, it's a 4-1, right?
It's a 4-1 now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess technically, I mean, it depends how you look at it, but yeah, it's a 4-1 now. But I think you can open up a couple walls for when you first walk into the front of the house, there's like three rooms to the left. You can bust out those walls and make a nice master suite and add another bathroom. So that would be that's my game plan. So if this
Yeah.
doesn't work out as far as the wholesale, I'm buying it regardless. So
Yeah.
that's gonna be my plan for
Yeah.
that. And then just keeping everything upstairs is just Cape Cod style that you have your two bedrooms,
Yeah.
and then you have another bedroom across the hall where the master bathroom.
Everything you've sent me is good. Yeah, I don't need the information. We're good on that property. I just kind of wanted to understand you a little bit more. I was kind of in a rush earlier because I got like three of those going, kind of back to back to back. So, just in the morning. So I had to get kind of documents all in order. What would you say, because you said you haven't wholesaled that much. And that's our bread and butter. We do them all the time in creative financing.
Sure.
And I know you had mentioned you had, maybe a couple other ones. That
Absolutely.
you're willing to, try to work out. And I'll tell you, I know you've got experience in the industry. I've been doing this, since I was legally allowed to, put it that way.
Okay. How old are you,
So
Zach?
I'm 28.
Okay.
But my partner boss, he is,
You're breaking up.
15 years. I can't tell you the exact number, but yeah. So he's a licensed realtor as well. I'm not, but I handle all the buying, and we have a disposition team, and I do all the acquisitions. So kind of what I wanted to put a bug in your ear is, I know you have some other leads. I don't know if acquisitions is your strong suit. I've sat in all the, you know, as far as disposition, transaction coordination, and I'll tell you,
sure.
You know, the acquisition part is definitely the hardest part of the process. You know, it really starts with the acquisition. And
oh, for sure.
We do a lot of training, like, daily for just locking these things up and getting them at, you know, basically the lowest price possible. So, you know, going forward, I don't see why we won't be able to, you know, turn this around pretty quick and get it done. But I guess my question to you is, how confident are you with talking to sellers on, you know, from that, you know, wholesaler chair, I should say?
So talking directly to, you said directly to wholesalers? Like, in what regard?
Directly
as far as somebody
to sellers. So, yeah,
that's
basically.
Pretty cool. That's specialized in. Now, I'm in the field, right? So one thing is, I guess, sets me apart from other, I guess, investors is, and there's many good investors locally too, right?
Yep.
Negotiations is probably one of my pursuit is what a decent bit of studying on. So essentially, I took, you know, so I used to, when I first started out, I focused on everything that's listed on the market, which can work. But then after I started going down that rabbit hole as far as, you know, direct to seller marketing and really, having a funnel that way, that's what really, I mean, I could pull all the leads I want to pull in, right?
Yeah.
From different campaigns, SEO and so on, like everything kind of just goes together as a whole. My thing is, I'm fine talking to, owners, right? But my thing is, I just don't have the time, I think, for the disposition part of it. And I think it's taken somebody that, you know, I guess I could assemble that team together, ultimately.
Yeah.
You guys already have all the moving pieces, right?
Yeah.
So I think there could be a balance there. I've tried having a couple people underneath my wing. I personally, you know, being that I'm in three different businesses and wearing all the hats in the businesses, it's just I don't have time for it, right? So
sure.
I don't want to jeopardize, you know, I'll go out, look at the house and put it together. You know, I know where the good buying price points are, but other than that, it's like, okay, I'm going to put on a contract and say, okay, somebody else take care of it. That's kind of where I'm at. So that's kind of fitting. It's probably what you guys want to hear, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, hey, at the end of the day, we're looking at this together. And however this relationship, you know, whatever it formulates into is whatever, you know, kind of, you know, whatever communication we, you know, provide to each other. And, you know, you tell me you're specializing in, you know, X, Y, and Z. You know, my main focus is all I do is specialize in the negotiation and acquisitions. You know, we've done novations. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So, you know, that's all I focus on is bringing in the fish and then, you know, obviously having the execution plan, but it, you know, then I put it to my team to, you know, go ahead and, you know, put it out in the water and get it done. So I, you know, this one, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I think like a $300,000 price tag is probably roughly what it's worth. Just on, you know, there's really nothing with that much square footage. That's 90 days to 60.
You're breaking
months,
in. You're breaking in and out, Zach.
Okay.
I can
hear me better
now. I can.
Yeah. So the acquisition part, if you ever get stuck on anything, you know, acquisition part, sometimes it takes place. You know, and we do this all the time in our, you know, our company. Sometimes people are just not work with you, and, you know, and I'll pass on to one of my other teammates, and they'll see what they can do with it. So, you know, we have a lot of different strategies that, you know, are typically workable deals. So, I think we get this one done, and, you know, you know, then we build some trust with each other and we can just kind of continue to do so. If you got the leads, we have, you know, body and manpower to do, you know, the execution.
Gotcha. You know, as far as future, I mean, to me, it's like, I guess there's certain houses, like I have another one in Waynesboro.
We love Waynesboro. I just passed the exit towards Wayne.
Heck yeah. You know, I have one that I own, and it's like I'll have the tenant evicted in September, and then maybe that turns into another one to say, you know what, let's push this thing real hard and then see what happens. That's something that, you know, that would obviously have to be structured differently, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I couldn't say, you know, I want to continue to say, okay, let's build something together, right? I guess what I would look at, you know, for transparency is saying, hey, can you provide some more deals my way, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of the trick I'm looking for.
For sure, because we don't do – we try to avoid flipping. You know, we kind of do one at a time on a, you know, if we're doing a flip. But, yeah, we can, you know, we can definitely – that, you know, I'm glad you reached out to us. You know, I think that we – I don't know. How are you getting your leads? Are you doing, like, mailers or warm?
Yeah, it's a whole mix of things.
Pay-per-click?
Everything. So, the pay-per-click, so SEO. I do – some massive bulk campaigns, and I'll just target whatever niche market work well for my area.
Yeah.
That's one thing I've studied on in my area for the past several years is, you know, I'll take all the data and say, okay, well, this was my response rate. This is my conversion. Then I'll continue to do different campaigns for that niche, whatever that campaign's going towards. And then I'll say, okay, that works in my area or it doesn't work very well. And then I'll just keep on sticking to certain list that I'm going to continue to hit, and that is just kind of whatever it is, you know, it's just going to help boost the SEO.
Sure.
On my end. So it's it all depends on what you want to put into it. But what I've been thinking more is, you know, you have other wholesalers. Yeah. So it's like, well, maybe I take all these leads and we can work out something. I couldn't say, hey, here it is for 50-50, but let's work out that balance, you know, especially a lot of these houses, I'm just going out buying it outright real quick.
Yeah.
Either I'll turn into rental, I'll sit on them, or whatever the case is. So I'm not pressed to be in certain positions. This one's kind of unique because, like, well, if I could sell it within the next week and a half, then, of course, that's no holding costs, financing costs, everything considered, right?
It's cash now.
Yep. So, anyways, that's a good
thing. Three types of buckets up.
It's not a home run by any means.
So, okay.
Even if you got 170 for it, wherever it is, I'm sure you guys are going to push the hot and best, of course. But at the end of the day, it's like if I just had to move paper and I walked away with a decent sized check, I like that.
And that was my next thing is, you know, when these campaigns are hitting, are you actively answering the phone?
No. So I have a call service that handles all that. So it's a 24/7 call service. And then it's literally like 99%. It's always going to pick up calls. On that end.
Wow. So you have a service that charges you to take down leads.
Correct.
Okay.
Like I said, I have the company structured right. And I understand the company say, okay, well, you know, I need disposition. I probably could do actual transaction coordinating. I can put all these different pieces that I need if need be. But at the same time, I think I'm outsourcing it in the right direction. But I need a referral company that, I don't know, that can just handle the disposition side of it, which, I guess I'll be giving up a lot more versus if I had somebody in-house. But what I want in exchange is say, hey, work with me. I'll show that I can, you know, generate leads for you guys, but toss something my way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Very well.
Because you guys are going to have leads from Waynesboro, Augusta County, in this, you know, remote area. It's like, let me be your dude, and we'll make it a win-win that way. I have yet to find somebody. Most people want to just join my business, and I don't know, they want to be the next me, which that doesn't help me out in my business, right?
Yeah. And what I can say is we will definitely put you on our email list, and we will definitely send you out stuff, and we will let you know. Of course, you know, you're bringing us something our way, we will definitely, you know, on our next one, see if you'd be interested in it. And I guess something to think about too is I know those call services, they're pretty expensive. And in my, from my experience, sometimes they overlook a qualified lead. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly how it's structured. Maybe, you know, we have another conversation at a more appropriate time. But I think that might be something that we could also work with because, you know, we have the manpower to take the lead at no cost, you know, take it inbound and make it a workable deal.
I guess for me, it's always a sense of trust in a situation like that. For me, I have these VAs trained, and they're fluent. It's kind of it took me years to kind of get to that point and working underneath that umbrella for that.
Yeah.
But I think that's too immeasurable for me to drop that, you know?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like I would
yeah.
have to see something super – I don't know how you could weigh that out, if that makes sense.
Oh,
you know?
Oh yeah. Well –
So honestly, that's systematized. That's in, right?
That takes
but
trust. I get it.
Sure, for sure. But I guess what I want, man, is like, okay, instead of saying I'll send you out on an email list, like, okay, he brought us a couple. Let's our first priority if he wants it, and then we shop it, you know?
Yeah, I 100%. I don't have the authority to say, hey, we're going to give you this. But I, you know, knowing with, you know, I've already heard about everything. We actually have a meeting right now at 3 to go over this thing. So we will we'll put you in priority, we'll put you on the list, but let's look at that. I think that we can do something, especially if you got leads coming in and you need help on the dispatch side. We will we'll tackle it. All right.
Well let's see if we can figure it out, but let's do it transaction by transaction, right? I'm curious to see how this one plays out, and if it's smooth sailing, then that speaks more than anything, right?
Well, we're ready for anything, so whatever you got, if you don't have time to talk, you know, I work 7 days a week, single, not married, and, yeah, so, you know, all I do is work out, that's all I do, so I got plenty of time, and, you know, those warm leads, you know, I do 90% of my deals are always one call closes, you know, this year I've probably gone out to a maximum of 10 properties and, you know, we've done very well. So, we don't typically just kind of one call close them. I do. I'm the closer. So,
okay. Let me ask you this. I mean, but you don't have anything available now, correct?
We do, but how about this? Let me jump on the meeting. And if you want me to give you a call back, I can.
Shoot me a text. That might be best.
All
I'm
right.
going to be on calls until like 5 o'clock this afternoon.
All
so
right. Yeah, I'll
shoot
you a text.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.